if I can preface this, Eustace, by stating I think there is zero dishonor in doing contract writing for hire.
Well, I've never done that yet in my life.
Well, think a little first, because it came out that, and I combined this with, I've been trying to do about a year, my Pat Robertson, the big fat liar, because, now, when he came out with his book, The New World Order.
Well, that was a ripoff from my book. I know the guy that ghostwrote it for him.
Oh, a ripoff from your book.
And the ABL attacked him for using my material. It's working with me.
I remember at the time, I used to watch the show fairly regular. I didn't trust him back then, but he had it that he was slaving at a hot typewriter every day for a year. I mean, this was his...
He never wrote a word of that book.
This was his magnum opus, you know.
Yeah.
Now, this is even better than I thought. But it's fundamental... Now, this is important to point out. Some people miss this. Is that it is fundamentally immoral, a lie. He could have done it as, say, an editor of a collective work. That would have been honorable, etc.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't do that. And the motive for the lie is most interesting. The review in the New American had it that reads like it was written by a committee, which was apparently the case.
Even, it was the case.
Even unintentional contributors now as well. But now the motive, of course, is Pat Robertson. I mean, here he is getting this, not only the direct line from God, which is even more offensive, but wanting to present the image that he is also exhaustively knowledgeable.
Yes, indeed. He loves to make that pose.
This is even better than I thought. But, I mean, there he is, you know, every night, you know, and, it is interesting that they're serving up all these words of knowledge, and apparently God never once sees fit to take a day off from delivering all these healings from hiccups in the liver and whatnot. And then that... Even that, not Terry Mewson, I guess, has been there the last few years. Well, I wouldn't know. I didn't see the last year. But they're still serving up all these words of knowledge. And the previous female co-host there, in her own book, has it that she was whacked out, insane, out of her mind the last 2 years she was on that show delivering all those words of knowledge. Thanks for sharing that with us. Excuse me, because I thought, you know, you might be honor bound not to, to honor your contract there.
Oh, I never had any contract with him whatsoever. No,
yeah.
You know, I went to college with Pat Robertson. We were fairly good friends in college because he wasn't into the religious business at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And now later years, when the Federal Reserve began to be very popular, Pat started talking about the Federal Reserve on his program.
Mm-hmm.
But he never once invited me on that show. And so he finally invited another friend of mine, Lindsay Williams,
uh-huh,
to appear on his show and talk about the Federal Reserve System.
Uh-huh.
And I was the one that had written a book on it. And Pat had a personal connection with me through our school years. And he never once asked me to be on the show, and I never asked him to be on his show.
Yes. Yeah, I find even on the network here sometimes people beating up on him for the wrong things, you know, a little carping. I mean, some petty baloney about, you know, wanting to have Cesar Chavez knocked off.
Well, they always beat up on Pat for the wrong things. They never go after what he's really doing.
Yes.
God bless you all.
All right, Roger. Thank you very much for that call.